In the first reading, the prophesied piece of Isaiah is telling us that peace is harmony between common enemies. Enemies will live in harmony. In the second reading, the letter of St. Paul to Romans, the context of the letter of St. Paul to the Romans was that the Christians in Rome, both the Roman Christians and the Jewish Christians, were fighting each other. They were competing because the Jewish Christians, they were referred to as the weak Christians, not in the sense weak, but they still prescribed to the Jewish traditions. So they would pray a lot, they would fast a lot, and they would do a lot of Jewish tradition, but incorporated to the Christian way of life, which was not bad, actually. And then the Roman Christians, well, they were following the new way of life, the new Catholic way. So it was not bad either. But the problem was they were fighting each other. The Romans were considered the strong. Now, St. Paul, who considered himself as part of the strong group, did not reprimand the weak nor the strong, but reprimanded both of them. That is why in his letter he says, "May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may, with one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God." Then after that came harmony between the two opposing groups. Diverse in culture and gifts, but they worshiped as one. As theologians would say, unity in diversity. And that is the prophesied peace of Christ. And that peace has already been ushered in by Jesus Christ. But the fullness of peace has not yet come. In the gospel, we see here John proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." There will be no peace if we do not repent. Repentance means renewing ourselves into the life of the gospel. We do this by looking into ourselves and looking into our limitations, our weaknesses, our faults, our sins. Then, when we have done that, we now know where in our lives we will start anew. When we do this, we are actually making peace for ourselves, for our friends and family, for the community, for creation and God. As it is right now, we make peace with everyone, but we don't make peace with God and His creation. We have forgotten that we should also make peace with God. We have not known that we also have to make peace with God's creation. We have abused God's creation, and what have we done? We have sinned against creation, and we do not know it. Since we do not know it, then we do not know how to make amends. A few months back, maybe it was last year, there was a problem between the Philippine government and Canada. You see, Canada shipped their garbage to the Philippines. And of course, the Philippine government made sure that Canada takes back their garbage. And yes, Canada took their garbage away from us, but we do not know where Canada dumped her garbage. There is no justice where Canada is clean because Canada dumps her garbage somewhere else. There is no peace if the way one is clean is by making others dirty. It can never be justified. That is not peace with creation. Canada's behavior towards creation is just like our behavior towards creation, but in a smaller scale. We need to be conscientious in life. We recycle, yes, but that is not enough. We have to do more. I went to the Philippines last June, and I had dinner with a couple of friends a couple, husband and wife. We were at a restaurant, and we had leftovers. And you know what they did that really surprised me? They took out plastic containers, Tupperware-like plastic containers, and that's where they placed the food, the leftovers. So how many of us would do that? Eat at a restaurant with a small plastic container. It may be stupid, it may be odd, but that is how we make peace. We make an effort to have peace, okay? We avoid asking for those styro boxes that restaurants would give out, and we have plenty of small containers in our homes. And not just that, how many of you would reuse, recycle Ziplocs by washing them after using them? Now, that is not saving money. That is how we make peace with creation. Well, there has been improvement. You see of people going to the grocery, bringing their own bags, not using the plastic bags that groceries would give out. There is a great challenge for us to contribute something for creation. Read about the world's environmental concerns and how we can be of help. We have to be holistic in our approach to life. If we are to love God, then we are also to love God's creation. John says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Yes, let us repent, so we can have peace. Let us make peace with our friends and family. Let us make peace with creation. Let us make peace with God. Let us make it our new life resolution.
We now call the baptismal candidates to the saving waters of baptism. You go forward to the baptismal font at the back, accompanied by their parents and godparents, of course. Family and friends are invited to join us. We ask the parents, children, and godparents to gather on one side of the font, and family and friends on the other side.